Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. That was very quick.
It was.
From us agreeing to do the intro to you actually starting the intro was
straight
seamless.
In.
Absolutely seamless. Here we go. Welcome to another
Fortune
episode.
Fortune favours the bold.
Fortune favours the speedy in your case.
Yes.
It was good. Welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
Yes, so this is literally a house meeting because this was recorded in Ben's house.
Hello.
Yes, if you're ever in Sydenham, don't be a stranger. Pop in and
come
say hello.
On in.
Come on in.
Come on in. I'll put the kettle on. At last.
Finally, he's agreed to put...
takes finally. Him a lot. Takes him a lot, listener dear.
Oh,
I can tell
now
you
he decides to put the kettle on.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have to
great.
Confess, I'm literally the worst host.
We've been here for hours and now he decides to put the kettle on.
Now
I love a hot
the kettle
water.
On for you, listener dear. Well, it's a house meeting. Please enjoy. If you enjoy it a lot, recommend it to your friends. Leave a review on iTunes. Go on the Patreon and chuck us some wedge.
But most of all... relax,
be honest.
Guys. Be honest.
Yeah,
most of all, sake. Guys, for fuck's sake.
Be honest, hate, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake. For once in your miserable
Christ
life.
It's not hard.
It's not hard to be honest. Just be fucking honest for once in your life and enjoy the episode.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I have got to get a new passport photo.
Yes.
Here's an idea. Right. You shop around, because obviously it's such a bummer living with your passport photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone's, in this day of like touching up and photos and kind of like, you know.
Sure, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah,
because...
yeah, yeah. In the day of like touching up photos and on like the quest for perfection, do you think there's something in like... getting someone who's slightly better looking than you, but looks a bit like you, to be your passport photo.
I think there. I would say it's a lovely idea.
It's not a bad
it's like
idea.
Who would play me in the movie?
Kind of
my life.
Yeah,
they get to be my passport photo. However, there's one small problem with that, Parry, is that your passport photo is supposed to identify you,
yeah.
So you can travel abroad.
But if it's like, say, it's like Statham.
I knew you were going to say Statham. I knew you were going to say Statham. Have you seen Jason Statham? By the way, I once saw him in the flesh.
Really?
I saw him and Kelly Brook getting on a train. And
where? Paint the picture.
Paint the picture. Okay. Picture. So I was at university, but I was working my summer job.
Great.
And I was working for Santander.
So you're right in the glory days of Statham and Brook.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was halcyon Prime. Days.
Oh, my God.
Move over, Posh and Bex. Your time was over.
Absolutely.
Right?
They were an it couple.
The it couple.
They were the it couple.
Yeah.
So good looking on, you know, on both counts.
Blimey.
Statham looks like he's been chiseled out of marble. You know, Kelly
yeah.
Brook, just, you know, one of the great beauties that Kent's ever
yeah.
produced.
And, you know, Statham and I, like, people who...
Wait,
like,
hang on a second. Why are you bringing yourself into?
just guys who, like, do... that receding hairline well. Like, the way Statham looks, you kind of go, you don't
want
hair.
You know what?
Don't want hair.
You're absolutely right. There is something actually...
There's a few of us.
The action hero, the bald
yes.
action hero.
Yeah, totally.
And Stanley Tucci. They're the, you know, the other side. They're,
well, this is what you've got to decide, but I think you're more action hero than you are Tucci.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
You're very welcome. But was it Bruce Willis
who
embracing
said?
His baldness... that meant that paved the way for the bald superhero.
You're
for the bald action
right.
hero.
Yeah.
Because
did up until that point then, was it like you if you were an action star, you started to recede, it's like
goodbye.
You're out of a job.
Yeah.
Or
well, you wore a toupe, didn't you?
Did they have toupes?
Well,
that's what
Willis did.
About.
Bruce Willis wore a toupee, and then when he finally decided, actually, forget this, I'm going bald, I'm gonna be
I
bald.
I didn't know that.
And then suddenly, people were like, well, actually,
that's
here I am,
looks.
I'm Vin Diesel. I'm bald as well. They step forwards. Here I am. I'm Jason Statham. He steps forward.
Here I am. I'm Tom Parry.
Here he is. He's Tom Parry. Chiseled
he
out of marble.
Forwards. I mean, chiseled out of marble, but into the shape of a fat man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, marble comes in many forms.
He's,
yeah,
he's
sure.
He's got that hard fat.
The marble universe. Me, nice. Statham Willis. It's a lot of marble.
So
there you go. Anyway.
So there you go. So you,
Brooke. Oh. Brooke. Lovely head of hair. Now, like me. Now, when gorgeous. You talk about me and Brooke.
The hairy people.
The hairy.
The gorgeous flowing locks that you've got, that Brooke's got. I think that's fair to say. I think in many ways I see you two as the Jason Statham and Kelly Brooke of podcasts.
Is that
that's
why
it.
You always hang around us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm basking your glory, guys. Hello, bask in it. So
you were stalking Statham and Brooke's.
I wish I'd followed them. And I know that's bad to say, but I wish I'd seen where they were going. Because I was getting off the train.
What a day that would have been.
Heading to Santander. I would, you know.
You were heading to Santander? The bank.
The bank, sorry. Where I was working. Sorry. Yeah, I was working for the bank.
I thought you were off on holiday.
No. Sorry. Again, I wish. So many ways this story could be better.
So many regrets about this day.
So many.
Didn't realise we'd come to such a pertinent day. And this is a real sliding doors moment for
this
you.
This, for me, is very much my sliding doors moment. If only I had followed Kelly Brooke and Jason Statham all the way to Spain.
To Barcelona.
But anyway, so I didn't. But I saw that I clocked him first.
Did you lock eyes?
Didn't lock eyes. But
they're in a rush.
They were getting on a train, I was getting off, and I wished, like, I thought, I'll go over, I'll get their autographs.
It was a different time where celebrities of that stature would be hopping the train.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And they weren't being mobbed or anything.
No, just going about their day.
Here's the other thing as well, and it was pre-camera phones as well, so it wasn't like...
Pre-Cameron.
Pre-James Cameron.
Well...
Schwarzenegger, lot of hair.
Lot of hair. Cameron, a beard and hair.
Cameron, a beard and hair, yeah. Rona Cameron, first woman to win the Perrier. We could go on. But
Cameron McIntosh, in his heyday, the West End was full of his musicals.
Les Miserables.
To name but one.
Les Miserables, of course, to name this.
To name that one again.
I'm going to go for a third time, I just like saying it. Les Miserables.
It was the Cameron era.
It really was the Cameron era.
But pre-Cameron...
Pre-Cameron phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Cameron, the best friend from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's in Succession. So, I...
He's very good in Succession.
I like that guy as a... I like that actor.
Very, very well done. Right, carry on.
He's got my favourite line in Ferris Bueller, which is, you know when Ferris calls up saying he's sick?
Yeah.
He gets Cameron to call up.
As his dad.
And he's like, it doesn't matter. You can watch the film yourself. But anyway, he's calling up to say that the girlfriend's dad is dead. Is that right? Girlfriend's granddad's dead?
Oh.
And Cameron's doing an impression. It doesn't matter anyway. But he says, excuse my French, but you are an asshole. Anyway, that's my favourite line in the film. A film I don't know as well as I thought I did. So
picture the scene.
So picture
pre-camera,
the scene.
Pre-camera phones.
Pre-camera phones.
Not being mobbed.
Not being mobbed at all. I think...
Have they got matching luggage?
Why would they have luggage? Do we not go on holiday?
I got caught up with the whole thing. I thought they were going on holiday.
Think of it as Abbey National, which it probably was at the time. Maybe it wasn't Abbey National, but it was certainly, you know... It was pre-Abbey Clancy.
It was pre-Abbey Clancy.
That's quite a serious condition. I thought I'll go over and get an autograph, but all I had was a copy of
FHM.
No,
it was 2000.
If only I had my my copy of High Street Honeys, which I bring with me everywhere. I had a copy of Tess of the D'Urbervilles. I thought, let's leave it.
That's not going to go down.
That's
well.
Not going to fly with Statham and the Brooke. It's
who,
not.
Also, you approached them. Who dressed first? Dressed them together.
I'd say,
excuse me, can I get your autographs?
Can I get, guys, I'm big fans of both of you.
Nice.
I think you're brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what, it would have been Lockstock, I think. So I loved Lockstock. Yes. Loved you on The Big Breakfast, because you've got to say something legit, haven't you? You can't. I think you're both amazing.
What a couple.
Can I
come with you on holiday?
Can I come with you to Santander? Can I ask you what you think about the pastoral novels of Thomas Hardy? Because I've got this copy of Tess of the D'Urbervilles, which I know will increase in value
if you sign it.
You sign them. Speaking of which,
oh yeah,
how's the, you know, Morrissey, right?
Oh yes, I heard of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old Morrissey. Yeah,
old the old Morrissey.
Yeah, the racist granddad of pop.
He's not aged well.
I think
Bruce Willis. Statham,
I think physically, I've improved. I've got no problem with the way he looks. It's the inside of the brain that's the worry. But he is currently on his current tour.
Yes.
Which I'm afraid to say I probably will go and see.
Have you got tickets?
He's touring the States at the moment. He's not announced British dates.
You've seen him live a couple of times, haven't you?
I've seen him a few times, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Charlie's a big fan. I'm also a big fan. But he is currently selling signed LPs of other people's records.
Yes.
Signed by him.
Yeah.
So $300 will get you Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, signed by Morrissey. Where do you stand?
Okay.
Well,
I've gone.
I wouldn't want anything signed by it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I think it's a stroke of genius.
See, here's the thing. It's very Morrissey.
Yes. I actually think...
Say what you like about Morrissey. Say what you like about Morrissey, but he takes being Morrissey to the next level.
Yes.
There's no one more Morrissey than Morrissey.
Like, would I buy a copy of, I don't know, Babe on DVD, signed by...
Statham.
Yes.
What would be...
Yes, I like both of those things.
Yeah. What would be your top end for buying Babe on DVD, signed by Statham?
I reckon I'd go as far as all the way up to probably 35 quid.
So $300 is probably about 200 quid. Is that right?
I'd say so, yeah.
About £200?
Yeah.
And that's for an LP like David Bowie,
yeah, I think
signed
it's,
by Morrissey.
I think it's classic LPs, certainly LPs that have inspired Morrissey.
What would you sign and sell? What could we sign and sell? Other people's podcasts?
Yeah,
it's what about an image of the guys from My Dad Wrote a Porno,
yes,
signed by us, and we put that out as a Christmas card for people?
Well, they've written a book.
Yeah, we sign their books.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's all right. We should contact them to tell them we're doing it.
I can't imagine they'd enjoy that.
Well, we'd have to buy their book first, so they'd enjoy that.
Yeah, we'll say...
I wouldn't mind if they were... we haven't got anything to sell, but I mean, if someone was buying something of ours to then sell on... We probably won't do this for a profit, right? I mean, I can't imagine anyone's going to want to pay over the odds.
No, you have to do it for a profit. Otherwise, what's the point?
That's a very good...
That's what Morrissey's doing. He's selling, you know, those albums on their own.
Yeah.
They're worth $50 or $60.
With so the how much do we reckon the book would cost? So let's say it costs about £10.
Say it costs 10 quid, sure.
Do you reckon we could sell it for...
400 quid.
Once we've signed it.
Once we've signed it. Because think about it, there's just one Morrissey, there's three of us. Okay?
That's good. That's a good markup.
So if it's a markup of $150 or $250 for his signature... We could whack on it. We could easily whack on 400 quid.
I mean, I think I like the audacity of what Morrissey's doing there. I'm not sure we quite have the clout. I'm going to level with you.
How dare you?
I know. I think if we sign a book that's worth 10 quid, we're going to sell it for 8 quid. People will be like, you've scribbled in this book.
Yeah.
You've ruined the front page of a otherwise perfectly good book.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the response we're going to get.
My friend got his mint condition Darth Vader still in its packet action figure signed by Dave Prowse.
He should have got Darth Vader to sign it.
Well, here's the thing, he should have done. But Dave Prowse does think he's Darth Vader. He does, like, on his publicity, he's got a picture of him as Darth Vader and a picture of him as the Green Cross Code Man and a picture of himself just as himself. Just in case you can't tell. Just the evolution of Prowse.
And has that rocketed in price, the Darth Vader model?
No, it completely devalued them.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing I've got to get rid of my DVDs. To move house.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So like, I'd be up for like signing them and flogging them and being like, these are the DVDs that have shaped me. You know?
That's a great idea. Do you have an eBay page?
There you go. No, but I could set it up, couldn't I?
Set yourself up an eBay page and we'll, when you eventually do that, give the link to it.
Yeah.
And people can have a look, browse through your DVDs.
Here's Young Guns 2.
Here's Young Guns 2. And will you do dedications?
Of course.
So if somebody contacts you and says, could you sign it as Jason Statham?
Of course I would. Here's my copy of Lockstock, signed as if I'm Jason Statham. I don't know if I'm a legally
sticky
territory.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. You've got to...
What about this? Enjoy the film, don't you think? And then I'll do Jason Statham's signature. Looks a bit like me, Tom Perry's signature. And then you get two for the price of one. But like legally, I'm covered.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And also,
listener dear,
anyone who wants to, I think if anyone's if anyone fancies it, then get in touch. at Pappy's tweet on the Twitter. I've got the email. It's pappysflatshare@gmail.com.
Okay.
If you email us, pappysflatshare@gmail.com, then we'll Tom can tell you firstly, request the DVD and the signature you'd like on there.
Okay.
And Tom will tell you if he's got it.
What would be your hardest to sell? What's going to be the hardest DVD for you to let go of?
Oh, DVDs to let go of is very interesting because, like, obviously there's a lot of shit in there. And then it's kind of like the ones that you kind of have an emotional connection to.
Yeah.
Like, from an object point of view, like for example, I've just put, you know, like when you get to that stage where I've got a hole in my jeans.
Oh, yes. I was wondering why you said, for example, you lift up the cushion, you spread your legs and you stuck finger in your jeans.
But... And you go like, as an object, I get quite emotionally attached to things.
To jeans, yeah.
So, well, you know, like you feel like, when the tear opens up and you're like, oh, old boy.
I can see your old boy there. By the way, can I get Old Boy on DVD as well? Signed by Gloria Hunniford.
We've been a lot through, you and I, old boy. You're holding a DVD of Old Boy. But like, you know, you feel like the jeans. You feel like, oh no. It's kind of like the end of Mice and Men. You kind of think, oh, I've got to take you out back and, you know, put you down. And you think, oh, we've had probably 2016 to 2019.
I was going to say, I thought you were saying 26 years for a second.
No, probably 2016 to now. You kind of go, we've had 3
That's
years,
good.
You
That's
and
That's a
I.
good stint.
Maybe.
I don't think jeans last me longer than a year.
Do you buy quality?
Yeah, I've bought Levi's last few times I bought.
Oh, the jeans are available?
Yes. I don't buy quality. And they last about a year.
Yeah, that's it. I'd probably go back and say, so yeah, that's how I feel like that way. T-shirts, house moves are always hard. I'm like, you've got to get rid of that. You've got to get rid of that. And it's like, what you have are objects that you you have like an emotional connection to.
CDs, yes. You keep your CDs?
Well, I got married in June and used them as place names.
That's right, you did,
To get rid of them in a creative way. I've still got a lot of cases. So I've got CD cases now, but no CDs in them. But DVDs I've got with DVDs in. What I'm thinking of doing, basically, to cut a long story short, is to get my camera and photograph the objects that I have an emotional attachment to and then get rid of them. And then I'll have like a nice photograph of them to remember them. I feel like I might be going mad.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like old T-shirts and stuff like that I don't want to keep anymore.
How often would you go through your photographs of your DVDs?
Okay.
Tom, what are you doing in there? I'm just looking at a copy of Rush Hour 2 on my camera phone.
This is a high concept business strategy, but would listener dears buy signed photos of my old DVD collection? So I will photograph my Grosse Pointe Blank DVD.
Oh, that's a good one.
And sign it for you. Now, here's the question. Do I photograph the DVD signed or do I sign the photograph?
Do you know what?
A double signature.
No, I tell you exactly what you do.
Crosby's fixed it.
I fixed this, mate.
At ease, everyone. Here we go. It's been taken care of.
You photograph the DVD, then you sign the photograph because you make multiple copies. Because say, for example, if we get 3 emails in asking for Grosse Pointe Blank,
Exactly.
You can't be first come, first served.
You can farm it out.
You can farm it out. You can farm it out. Exactly. Here's the thing. Gross point blank for me, very much a VHS.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Certain films I think of like...
Well, I had to get rid of my VHS collection.
And you bought it again.
Yeah.
Because the thing I didn't... Have you? Oh, here's a question. Have you kept any of your VHSs? Because I've still got a few.
I've got about five or six that I can't get rid of.
I've got about 47.
47 VHSs?
Yeah, in my parents' loft.
At your mum and dad's.
I think. Unless
you're absolutely full of VHSs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's done it again.
He's done it again. Forever.
House meeting. Meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I've got all my Jackie Chan VHSs.
Because here's the thing, you can't get those on DVD, some of them. Could you?
Probably.
You've got to do the right thing by them and get rid of those, right?
Yeah.
I've still got a parking meter in my dad's garage. Bought a parking meter off the council for 15 quid.
It's the best kind of teenager bedroom adornment you can hope for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can... Like, because this is it. I mean, I don't even watch my DVD. I got rid of a load of DVDs recently. I sent them to the British Art Foundation.
How much did you get for them?
I just gave them away.
You've got to get some money back from the Art Foundation. No, because
I'll tell you.
You've got to get a bit of profit back from the Art Foundation.
I gift aided it, so you know. But I remember that time when Clarkie was moving out of his flat and he sat there with his phone and the little QR scanner.
For like 7 months.
You were there for ages, scanning, piling stuff into boxes, getting it being picked up, and it was what did you make? 40 quid in total?
No, I
22.
Oh no, I dreamed of 40 quid.
Would have made 40 quid had I not assigned them all.
So how many? How much?
I also signed them across the disc with a
with a compass.
With a compass,
So. How much did you...
No, I think I made a couple hundred quid.
I threw away a lot of money there.
Oh, the Bridging Horse Foundation, mate, they're creaming it in.
Yeah, those bloody bastards.
I don't think they like it when they get all those dudes. Did you go in and ask them?
They don't.
Did you ask them or did you just duck and run?
British Heart Foundation, I actually did quite a cheeky thing in that... I went round the shop.
Did you say you're giving them this chest of drawers?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we'll take the chest of drawers.
It's got quite a heavy chest of drawers, I'll tell you now, yeah. I went round the shop and I tried to get rid of a load of books and DVDs and they were basically like, look, we'll take them, but don't ever do this to us again. Don't bring them around again. So what I did then was I got rid of some furniture and had the guys who come round to pick it up from the house.
Paid them in DVDs.
And I basically said, oh, by the way, I've got a load of bags of DVDs as well, and just chucked them in the back of the van and off they went. So.
And they're going in the skip, aren't they?
They're probably going in the skip, yeah. But here's the thing, like, I've got...
I'd like to turn them into artwork or some shit. There's got to be something to be done there.
They are artwork. They're DVDs. They're films. They're films that we can't, like, when I'm now very restricted by what I'd like to watch because I don't own it.
Like, if I lived alone, this is the kind of thing I'd do. If I lived alone, I would take all my doors and I'd, like, glue the DVDs, the discs, onto the doors. So, like, each door is, like, covered in my DVDs and, like, use them as, like, a piece of, like... Oh, look, there's all the films that I love.
So it would sort of...
For example.
It would sort of look like a kind of... like a sort of Kentish town bar.
Yes, exactly.
Would you also sort of like...
if I was like...
Would you like stick beanos to the wall and... Like, you know, like...
That's the gist in it. Yeah, but because I don't live alone and I can't live that kind of lifestyle, then I won't.
Oh, here's an idea what you could do with the boxes. Is do like an advent calendar. Big DVD advent calendar.
That's not a bad idea.
You watch a different DVD every night.
And it's... So you put them... In 24, you know, like, do you watch 24 on? You've got to watch 24.
So
on
you
the,
take out
on
the sleeves.
Christmas Day,
yeah, and just put in numbers or old Christmas cards if you want to doubly recycle.
Yes, and then you glue them all together.
Yeah,
and then your partner has to watch the film that's on that day.
Yeah, but it's great for me. It's not good for them.
So you watch 24 films in the run up to Christmas.
Yeah.
None of them Christmas films.
Of course not. Well, you can finish with the Muppets Christmas Carol as a little treat.
It's the 23rd of December. We're watching Lethal Weapon 2.
Would you randomly do it, or would you work out an order? Would you sort of plan it?
I mean, it's a lot of work to work out the order, but maybe. Maybe you could try and get the more Christmassy films towards the end of the month.
Yeah. You could try.
You could.
Don't know how you'd do it, mate. But you could try.
It's an okay idea.
Thanks, mate. I'll take that.
You know what? I'm afraid I have to agree with Parry here.
It's not, you know...
It's not...
Well, come on, we've just come from sticking DVDs to a door. It's got to be better than that.
No one said that was even a good idea.
You haven't fixed the problem. You haven't fixed the problem of, like, getting rid of your DVDs. What you're saying is you should watch your DVDs on one day of every month.
Yeah, but you're giving them away.
God. That's what I should have done.
You're not giving away, are you? Doing it to the person you... live with?
I'd send them to you, Tom.
So you're sending me 24 of your old films for me to watch through the month of December.
There you go.
Busiest month. You're out doing a lot of social. You're like, so I can't come out tonight. I've got to watch Clarkey's old copy of Napoleon Dynamite.
You're welcome.
So is this like sort of like the Britannia Music Club then?
Yeah.
Every Christmas you send 24 DVDs to a different unwitting friend of yours, soon to be enemy.
I mean, if the listener dears email in with their addresses and say, this is our address, I subscribe, then I would happily just post, every listener will get a random DVD signed by us.
pappysflatshare@gmail.com.
That's the way to do it. And we'll sign all my DVDs and we'll stick them in the post. And you won't know which one you'll be getting, and then you'll just get a DVD and you'll be like, oh, look, there's some good ones in there as well. Like odd ones, like, you know, like the whole series of ripping yarns.
Oh, that's great.
And it's like, that's one that I really don't want to get rid of. It's like, you got to, you know, some things you got to get rid of. It's like, there's some good stuff in there.
Bad old series one.
That's
not
going anywhere. I'm holding on to that one.
That's not going anywhere is exactly the phrase.
That's what HMV said. That's not going anywhere.
Do you remember we went into HMV to buy the DVD?
Yep. Yes.
Different time. My nan went in to her Wrexham HMV and complained that it wasn't on display.
Really?
Yeah.
She said, my
grandson has a DVD out and I can't find it. It should be prominent.
That's quite sweet, isn't it?
Very sweet, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Why was it not...
I mean, it's never happened to Bruce Willis or Jason Statham, I can tell you that much.
I bet you it has.
Well, Statham's nan's gone in and said, where's Transporter 2? They've gone right there. He's got a fucking cardboard cutout of the boy.
Do you think every kind of film star, their first film, they've had that, they've gone to the shops and bought it themselves?
I mean, surely the first one where their name's above the film, or like, you know...
Yeah.
Not, you know, like Clooney was in fucking Attack of the Killer Tomatoes or shit like that. But
tomatoes? Did you say tomatoes?
Look, let's call them. But, you know, like ER. Like Clooney won't have bought Attack of the Killer Tomatoes on DVD or on VHS.
Seriously, Tom.
But he will have got ER. Do you know what I mean?
It would have been VHS there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He would have gone.
You say yeah.
I'd just say
he will have gone to Tower Records in Los Angeles.
Picture the scene.
And said, yes, it's me, Clunes.
Maybe that's what Statham and Brooke were doing the day you saw them. Statham was off to buy the VHS edition of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
And what? Because Kelly Brook's been
with a pack of cards.
She's been in some movies, hasn't she?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Some poker chips.
Had she been around in that?
Maybe she hadn't been in any films. In fact, I'm hard-pressed to remember what films she was in.
Statham and Brooke, if you're listening, Statham or Brooke, sadly no longer together.
They're not together anymore, no.
And it's a real shame, but life gets in the way. It does, doesn't it?
What do you think was the problem there with Statham
and Brooke? I think they were both burning bright.
I think that's it, isn't
it?
They just got to the point where they're like, we can't even enjoy a train journey together anymore without some little weirdo looking at us.
Someone coming up and whacking me on the back of the bonce with the Mayor of Casterbridge, yeah.
Because, you know, they were both burning bright. We're not talking, it's not A Star Is Born, you know. Statham's not taking himself off to the garage.
Their ascendancy.
You know what I mean? They're both in ascendancy.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yes, of course. There is a garage in A Star Is Born. So, yeah, they're both on the up.
The ascendancy was kind of happening at the same speed.
And I think
there's
the issue there. They're like, you know, when are they getting time for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's kind of the way. I think if one of them had been less successful, maybe they'd still be together.
Well, I'd say one of them is less successful now. Maybe there's a
Interesting.
Chance.
After three, all say the one that you think is less successful now.
One, two, three. Clarkie.
Statham.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I didn't realise that was the game. Sorry, I'm sorry. I mean, surely they could rekindle it, couldn't they?
For the good of the podcast.
For the good of the podcast.
Come on,
listen,
guys.
If they're listening...
Guys, if we send you a DVD signed, will you get back together?
I can't imagine the answer will be yes.
I hope it is.
You never know.
What do you think it would take?
I'm trying to think of the most romantic DVD in my collection that would make a difference, make them pine for, you know...
I've got a copy of Brief Encounter on DVD.
Do you want to lend it to me and then I'll not return it and then it'll become part of my collection?
Sounds great.
Then I'll post it to Statham and hope that it rekindles his flame for Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
Is this a line that we're going to pursue?
Yeah, I think it is. So I can't drop it around tomorrow.
Okay.
But but I will. I'll lend you my copy of Brief Encounter.
It'll be in a bag with 200 other DVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
You should know.
Oh,
that.
God, he's done it for me.
It's in
me.
There somewhere.
The Crosby trick.
And it's a sideboard.
It's inside a sideboard, yeah. I reckon that we've got what it takes.
So if you went back to that day all those years ago now, Statham and Brooke are there. Brooke's on it, you know. Brooke's going with Statham to buy his first copy of Lockstock, right? It's a very sweet scene.
In my memory, it's funny when the way that memory does this, I've just realised something, that when I'm...
It wasn't them.
It was my mum and dad. I was getting on the train with them to go on holiday to Santander. No, I've just realised that the whole way when I'm re-picturing this scene, she's wearing that purple dress. Do you remember the famous purple dress she wore that was, you know...
She can't have been wearing that.
There's no way she was wearing
not
that.
Not in Waterloo Station.
Not or... at... It would have been Charing Cross Station at, let's face it, probably 8 in the morning.
Unless they hadn't gone to bed.
They were coming back. I've just had another memory.
There we go.
I've just had another memory. This is unbelievable.
We've regressed you back to that day.
Victoria Station...
It was Victoria Station.
No, different time. Oh. My girlfriend.
A new memory.
A new memory. My girlfriend at the time.
He's had two memories.
I've had two memories. My girlfriend at the time. This has been 1998.
Time to be alive.
Great time to be alive.
Oh yeah.
We were
pre-Statham.
We were doing summer jobs to save up to go on our holiday around the States.
Your ill-fated holiday around the States.
Our ill-fated holiday around the States. Have you ever seen Wolf Creek? You know what happened?
it was an emotional...
You went to Australia instead.
I got on the wrong flight. Thought, this is taking bloody ages.
So Wolf Creek was our battle.
So I...
Victoria Station, 98.
Victoria Station,
the
1998.
The sound of Shed Sevens in the air.
We were going for gold.
The Gold Coast.
Unfortunately, I was. Louise gets home from work, right?
Louise Wiener.
She wasn't called Louise Wiener, but front names only. Do you mean Louise Wenner? From Sleeper. Yeah. Oh, God. Love Sleeper. What a band.
What a band.
What a great band. Now, she gets home from work and she says, I saw a woman at the train station today in just her underwear.
Oh, wow.
Just bra and pants, having having her photograph taken. And I said, oh, that's strange. The next day in the paper, Kelly Brook. She'd seen Kelly Brook doing like an Ultima or like a Bravissimo
photo
like promotional photo shoot that they then put in the London Life or whatever.
Is that how you two? Is that why you started going out? You'd both seen Kelly Brook in train stations.
We met in a support group.
Have you seen Kelly Brook in a train station?
Have you seen Kelly Brook in a train station?
Do you want to go on holiday with me?
Would you like to be?
Did you put that advert in a paper?
Yeah,
and she responded.
I put that in the
back of Enemy,
in the back of the Enemy, and
that's the way you'd be.
Played the straight
the
man, and here the band have never looked back. but yeah, what a strange thing for two people to have seen Kelly Brook in a train station and have fallen so deeply in love, and then now, of course, we've gone our separate ways. She has a family. I have a family. I wish her a lot of luck.
Hopefully, Statham and Brooke
Let's
have the
send
same
side DVD.
Hopefully, Statham and Brooke have that same emotional connection to each other.
I reckon
we were together. We're apart now.
It happens.
It happens.
Life moves on. We're not the same people we were in the late 90s. Neither of us are. Statham and Brooke.
Unfortunately, I am.
Yeah, but Clarky still is. He still loves Napoleon Dynamite.
Our core, aren't we all just Statham and Brooke in a train station on our way to something else?
Guys, this has been another episode of Jason Statham. Sorry, I meant to say Jason Station. Would have been much funnier.
Should I give up or should I
just keep Jason Station? Even if I do, beware.
And that's our theme tune.
Oh, I'm so glad you joined in with me then. I really thought I was launching into that solo.
You can't leave you hanging if you try and do a Adele parody about Jason Statham. It wouldn't be fair.
Thanks, mate.
I didn't know what song you were going for, and I was just helpless.
Jason Statham, let it crumble. Thanks, Clarky.
Sorry, mate. I was laughing too hard.
Hello. It's me.
You're looking
Jason Statham. It's Adele song.
Sorry, I've gone to Lionel Richie.
God, fair enough. I tell you, it was a brick house.
Brook House?
Exactly.
Kelly Brook.
Kelly Brook. Oh, house.
She's matty. She's at the train station.
You're once, twice, three times a Kelly. Oh, it's Kelly Brook now, guys. Come on, you've got to get the rules right.
Statham's Adele. And Brooke is Lionel Richie. And okay. Yes, we've lost our fucking minds.
What are we even going on about?
Okay, now to play us out. That's why I'm easy. Let's not sing that because it paints a bad picture of the lady.
Can I get this pizza delivered to the meeting?
House meeting!
Crash, bang, wallop, what a house meeting!
There it was, yeah.
quicking again.
Again, you're very, very speedy on that. I was still checking my phone. But yeah, very strong ep. Great to hear that you think you look like Jason Statham.
Thank you. Did I mention that?
I tell you what, we brushed over that pretty smoothly.
Yeah, you came out very scot-free on that.
Thank you. Well,
no, you know what? You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Well, all the usual stuff. If you enjoyed the episode, then leave us a review, contact us via Patreon and leave us some wedge, or you go to shityeahmoney.com and make a one-off donation.
Yeah. In fact, shityeahmoney.com also takes you to the Patreon as well. So if you can't remember the Patreon, just go shityeahmoney.com. It'll take you to either the PayPal or the Patreon.
Lovely.
Easy to do.
Recommend us to your friends.
Yeah, that's the main thing, actually. I really like it when we see on Twitter that people have said, oh, this is my favourite podcast, or this is a podcast I always listen to every week, and recommend it to other people when people are looking for stuff that's, you know, non-football-y or non-political or just...
Jason Statham-y.
That often happens. Guys, can you recommend me a Jason Statham-based podcast? Well, we can do one episode.
Certainly can. This episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
And please be on standby for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch.
And also, be honest standby.
Oh, for God's sake, be honest, guys.
Be honest standby, guys. Cool.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Can you leave in you reminding us to do that and leave this bit as well? Please be upstanding.
Yes. What for?
I'll tell you now.
Oh.
And tell you true. The Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll.
Here he comes.
Oh. That's good because...
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
He's a man who likes to lead and not to follow.
Yes.
It's David Swallow.
Yes.
Oh, here she comes.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
She's up there. She's down there. She's doing a merry dances. She's confused about plurals. It's Mary Frances.
He's up there.
Oh.
Ooh.
He's down there.
Oh.
He's going to the loos.
Beautifully done.
Here he comes. There he goes. It's only Matthew Hughes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Clark introduced himself.
Come on. He loves to bones. Oh, dear. It's Philip Jones.
He jumps out of the hairdresser. He's brandishing a quiff. It doesn't really suit him, though. Oh. Bad decision, Louis Smith.
That's good.
It's all right, isn't it?
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, up he comes and down he goes, and everywhere he says, I wish Matthew Hughes hadn't used all the loos, cause I'm desperate for a shits. My name is Fitz.
Quite right, too.
Sure, sure.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
And that concludes, doesn't it? Surely?
That concludes.
That concludes this week's.
That concludes. Does it?
Does it conclude? You can do another one if you want.
Doesn't it?
Do a bonus one. Clarky, do a bonus one.
Oh, dear.
Okay. He hates to leave.
Well, he's taken out a big bag, but he just can't quite pack it. Oh, dear. Poor old Oliver Hackett.
It was a very big bag.
It was such a big bag. A bag so big he couldn't pack it. Oh, that concludes the Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call. And remember, guys, if you're going to buy a bag, don't buy one that's so big you can't pack it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.